The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, it's Friday, and it's very cold in the state of Minnesota. It's the 27th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if this is the first time you've heard us, welcome to the show. If you'd like to know who we are, what it is that we do, what we look like, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, that is BradleyDean1 if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yes, indeed it is. Speaking of which, go ahead, Jake. I'll give you the first shot here.
I gotta quit looking that way. It's freaking me out.
Folks, what I was doing today was Jake was doing school here, and I went home and cut the grass real quick. And it is cold. It's supposed to snow a little bit here. Sleet.
It's crazy.
And I went out and cut the grass for the first time this year, well, a portion of it. And I came back in and looked at my eyes, and I look like a man with blue eyes with the rest red.
That guy in Captain America, the red guy.
Oh, don't mock me. Listen. That's what it looks like. I mean, my eyes are killing me. And I'll tell you why they're killing me. They're killing me not because they hurt from the weather, but because I'm looking at Carrie right now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you jumped on that one.
That went over really good, didn't it?
But go ahead, Jake.
WND, folks. We got a new column out today. It's on the Facebook. It's on Bradley's Facebook as well. Another stirring of, what would you say, getting people agitated and upset, and a lot of people embracing the truth and passing it along to their friends.
They said Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, was a he was a political agitator. He said they said he was a genius. He was excellent at what he did.
Yeah, thank him for the revolution.
And agitate. So in other words, if you want to bring about change, then you're going to have to trouble.
That's right.
The present.
That's right.
If you want to change the future.
A lot of folks in the colonies didn't want to be troubled, but at the end of it, he won.
What were they saying? We want to make a captain and go back to King George?
We want George.
Yeah, Tories?
Things aren't as bad as they appear to be. Well, that's because they weren't living in Boston at that time. And that's the thing about tyranny. It really wasn't that bad in New York and many of the other colonies.
Sure. So what do we have online
there? He was right. Okay, I digress from my history lesson. Although, folks, we're destroyed because we don't know history.
That's true.
Bring that up.
That's true. History. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to the archives building in Washington, D.C., one of the engravings on the stone is study history, study the past. Yeah. Hello. Why? So you don't repeat in the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't want to fall prey to the same thing.
No.
Obama's complicity in exterminating Americans. There's two videos on this one, folks, and they're both very good videos. It gives you a lot of history. It doesn't take a video to convince you that abortion is straight-up murder. I just talked to kids today in school, and we talked about the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Both of those bombs exterminated 80,000 people in three seconds. That's all it took. Mm. And the kids were just – we watched the bombs on YouTube, and we saw what these chemical bombs do. And they were just shocked. And I said, well, you've got an issue in your country right now, 55 million babies. And they said, I know. It's way worse than that. And they started talking about abortion and what they can do to end it.
I think what we should do, though – just food for thought. Mm-hmm. I think what we should do is probably get some, I don't know, some water filtration systems. Because there's already a kids bomb made that's going to blow us all up anyways.
Kids did bring
90% of us are going to die. Gosh. They already got a bomb that's going to blow us up.
55 million. So, I mean, what percent of the 300 million in America is
303 to be exact.
Killing our own people. 55 million. I mean, to think 80,000 people were killed when that atomic bomb was dropped in 3 seconds.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
Yep.
And then you go to this article that we have with Obama. He's killing his own people on a daily basis.
Equivalent to 18 states since 1973.
That's abortion. A lot of millions.
Yeah.
So, I mean, forget the bombs and the big tragedies that happen all at once. We're progressively 3,500
days at a time. The good thing is those
killing people.
We got food rations and we got our bunkers. Yeah. And the other really good part about this, of course, I'm mocking folks. I'm being facetious. We got our water filtration system. So if that bomb comes and destroys 90% of us, as long as you got your water filled. Hey, you know what? If that doesn't work, neither you can buy your gold. I got a question for everybody out there because I'm just curious about this. Like if a tyrant was to come into power, what, like because you have gold, what is that, like going to stop him from breaking into your house and stealing gold or what?
Well, see, he doesn't have to do that.
I mean, as long as it's part of your portfolio.
Yeah, see, he doesn't have to do that. We have a tyrant right now that's already doing that, but he's not breaking into anybody.
No, he's doing it peacefully.
He's going through and he's creating bailouts. That destroys your retirement. He doesn't even have to steal it from you, folks.
No 401k.
See, all these things, bombs and all these things that you bring up, tyrants coming in and worrying about your food rations, it's already past that. You're killing your population every single day, 3,500 babies at a time. You don't need a bomb. You're just already killing.
No, just
don't
be
need
passive.
Gold, don't need food rations. No. All of the degenerating of our dollar bill.
But as long as we're complaining about it, you know, as long as we're pointing out what the government's doing wrong, I mean, that's going to bring us resolve.
Yes. Look at all the resolve we've been getting. I mean, hey, we got Romney now.
Talk about
resolve.
No, we don't. What, do you got something in your pocket over there? Because I ain't got Romney.
Just Romney's
like
got you.
Just like I ain't got Obama. He ain't my president.
That's why we must fight.
We must.
Not just talk.
And we will.
Comment.
We will.
Comment.
Folks, when
America.
We come back, we're going to talk about good, bad, and the ugly. No, I'm not talking about Jake's wife.
Oh.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the downtown historic district, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Yesterday we talked a little bit about MLK, and I read the letter that J. Edgar Hoover actually wrote to him through an alias, staying in incognito for some reason. I mean, if you look at J. Edgar Hoover, guys, no offense, that's a face only a mother could love.
Or maybe another man.
I mean, someone should have slapped his, I don't know, his mom or his dad for the way he dressed all the time. Kind of a funky-looking character.
We do know he had a mother and a father.
He was diabolically... You like that word?
Diabolically...
Twisted.
In
the head.
Yes. In the head.
He was obsessed with Martin Luther King. And what we were talking about yesterday is how people called Martin Luther King a communist when, in fact, he was a preacher. We talked a little bit about Eric Liddell, how he wouldn't run on Sunday because he wouldn't violate the Sabbath day. And his country labeled him as a traitor because he obeyed God. But, of course, when Liddell won that race, he was, of course, showered with Olympic glory. And we talked about Benedict Arnold, how everybody thought he was such a patriot, when, in fact, when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Which brings me to George Washington. I think we're going to all get a kick out of this one. This is the guy that said, you can't govern the world without the Bible, and of course without God.
Actually, he said you can't rightly govern the world. Rightly would be important, because if you govern the world.
That hurt. I feel rebuked.
It's those specifics.
George Washington, the first president of the United States, was called a deist.
Sure. You can't rightly govern the world without God.
Who said that?
Okay.
The deists.
Oh.
You see how that works?
Those guys.
You know, it was like at the college the other day.
Yeah.
Folks, by the way, on Monday we're going to be posting some new college video for you to show you, of course, what the media doesn't want you to see. Isn't it interesting? A little side note to that. Anybody that knows me has never, ever called me a bigot or a hater. Never. Never been called a racist. I mean, how could they? I got a black guitar player, mm-hmm. right? I've been called anti-Semitic by the press when I'm a Christian.
Anti-Semitic, huh?
Yeah, I've been called a hater by the press. Been called a bigot by the press. So I was never any of those things until the press said I was that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how people need to stop and think. Because whatever the press promulgates, you know, that's all you have to do is look the other way. When you have the press going hand in glove with this individual in office, you know something's wrong.
It's the super PAC.
Right? So, matter of fact, just yesterday, wasn't it, or the day before, Obama said go ahead and Google an individual that was in...
Yeah, the representative from South Carolina.
Google. Why would he
say... Of course, that's all you do is just Google her name.
Maybe we should Google President Obama. How would that work out?
There's a cry here.
Let's see how that works out. I know there's a lot of impeach Obamas out there. Folks, Google impeach Obama. I mean, check that out.
Okay, got it.
Isn't that crazy? A lot of impeach Obamas out there. Matter of fact, there's a bill in Congress right now trying to get rid of him. But let's get back to George Washington here.
I think Obama's...
Folks, whatever the media wants you to be, you become what they want you to be when no one else knows you to be that way. Did that make sense?
Doesn't happen in reality.
No. It's amazing. And if you think about it, it goes right in line with their agendas.
Sure.
You know, it doesn't work any other way.
It almost seems like...
I mean, if we were pro-Obama, we were pro-lasciviousness, uh-huh, licentiousness, carnal, pro-drug, pro-sex, pro-homosexual, man, they would just gobble me up. Dude, I would...
You're a lover.
I would be famous all over the world.
A loving man.
But because I'm
minister.
Not, and I'm a preacher, and I stand against it, then they don't know which box to put me in. They don't know how to pigeonhole me. Mm. Let's get back to George.
Okay.
So George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. Wait. Did you hear that?
That makes sense. I mean, that's where morality comes from, right? Religious principles?
Yeah. You know what's also interesting? Let's go back to the college for a second. Folks, you guys were all at the college with me, right?
They have been.
I asked all the students in that college, how many believe the media? Not one of their hands went up. One guy in the back said, sometimes. And I said, yeah, you're right, once in a while. When they blurt out the truth in their confusion, that's about the only time the truth comes forth. And interestingly enough, when we had open mic, they all came up in agreement with what the media had said about me. It was about education, folks. And it was interesting also, they all came up, not all, because I befriended quite a few of them. Actually, I think I befriended every one of them.
Yep.
That would stay. Oh, that stayed. But they said they didn't believe the media, but when they came up to the open mic, they questioned me in agreement with what the media had said about me. Did you catch that? Isn't that crazy?
But they didn't believe the media.
No. Isn't that crazy?
They're not puppets.
No. Dude.
They got their own thing going. They're not following.
They're educated individuals.
That's right.
Highly educated.
Yeah.
They use philosophists.
That's right.
They use those big philosophist words. You know what philosophy is, folks, don't you?
Philosophist.
Big words with common sense meaning.
Yeah.
And wasn't it Albert Einstein that said if they can't explain it in common sense terms, it's because they themselves don't understand it?
I don't understand.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. But they like to use all these big words. See, they like to talk out of their heads, not realizing they have hearts that God gave them. Also not realizing that God speaks to the heart, not the head. Back to George.
We're just
really getting off on those little branches today, and we got to get back on the trunk here, okay?
It's a branch day.
George Washington said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. But again, the world called him a deist. Of course, by the new historians, those that like to rewrite history. You ever ask yourself the question, especially all these environmentalists, what did they do? What did God do for 6,000 years before they got here?
Well, that's why they got here, because God needed help.
Is that what it is? To preserve the earth, to kill the babies. All right, George. When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, hang on, got another thought. Remember when we were in the college?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said to me, basically, how do you know? Remember John, the kind of the bigger guy? And he kept trying to explain to me what God was because God is love. I mean, we should have called him Brother Hindu because I said, wait a second. I said, so God looks just like you, right, John? Remember we were talking to that kid? Yep. Remember then he talked about, you know, how do I know? And I said, well, I know because history tells me as to where we are in the present because of the past. And then remember I said to him, Jake, remember I said, well, how do you know? Isn't it interesting, as I've said this before, and I think it's worth repeating. Isn't it interesting, folks, that it's supposed to be like 70-some degrees today in the state of Minnesota, and it's cold and it's going to snow? Wasn't it just 20 years ago it was these people that were telling us that the world was going to freeze over? Now they're worried about global warming. Isn't it these people that tell us that 50 million years ago, and they can't even tell us what happened last week? Isn't it amazing what man will do to prop up a god called idolatry, an idol god that doesn't exist? Did you get my point?
I got the point about the global warming thing.
Well, what I'm saying is
they're creating things to create their own god.
Why do people question the Bible? Yeah. Why do people question history when, in fact, here we are today still living out the history of what our forefathers established?
That's right.
Why are they the ones kicking and bucking up against the system, and they're saying we're wrong when, in fact, they're kicking up against the system that they themselves are in?
Yeah.
It's like sitting on a boat and saying we're not on a boat. We don't want this boat. We want a different boat, and they see no other boat in sight. And those other boats are called socialism, Marxism, communism.
But they depend upon the boat that they're sitting in right now.
No,
they say they hate.
Empty, vain, worthless. They put their trust into a professor that is just absolutely way out in left field. They're clouds without rain, heads without brains, body capsules without hearts, and absolutely no common sense. Yet they want to tell you what the deal is. Yeah. Isn't it interesting, too, that when we were in the college, I'm just getting this now, that every kid came up to me out of the three, there was three kids at the very end that came up to me, I should say, out of the open mic, that told me that I should do it this way, and I should do it this way, and I should do it this way. And I said, it's interesting that what you're decrying is the very thing that you're doing to me. Because what you're trying to say to me is I need to agree with you, and if I don't agree with you, then I'm wrong and I'm doing something wrong.
That was right. That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that is what we're doing.
When we come back, we're going to try to finish up on the good, bad, and the ugly with George Washington, and then we'll go to the next guy. Does that sound good?
Move it on.
All right, I'm with you.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Dirty Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Okay, back to George Washington. By the way, folks, if you want to call in, please do. Now is the time. 1-877-807-9977. We will pick up. Promise. We were just talking about, well, everything and anything.
It's all relevant.
It is. They called George Washington a deist. He said morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. He said on April 30th, 1789, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence.
That doesn't sound very deist to me.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Didn't they used to teach his farewell address in schools?
Yeah, up until 1962, and then they pulled that. Yeah.
Yeah, then they pulled, well, the first thing they did is they pulled out all the religious connotations in it.
Can we go back to the college?
Many of them.
Speaking of the Constitution, I asked how many knew the Constitution. Quite a few hands went up in the room, folks. And then when they came up and had open mic, everything that they spoke of was contrary to the Constitution. Colleges, folks, just for your information, just to show you how much trouble you're in, if you stay lethargic, the colleges, for the most part, are teaching the young people to buck the system in what you know. That's what's going on. Let's go to Elijah. I love this guy. He said, the Bible says he was hairy. I mean, was he like a rocker prophet or something?
Could have been.
He was labeled the troubler of Israel. Oh, by the way, George Washington wasn't a deist, folks. He was a Christian president. And he considered himself not to be a monarch or a president, but the father of these United States. But that's hard, though, isn't it? Elijah, 1 Kings 18:17-18. And it came to pass when Ahab the wicked king saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I've not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. So who is the troubler? King Ahab? Let me say it this way. Corrupt King Ahab or righteous Elijah?
Corrupt King Ahab.
Thank you. Boy, if people would just stop and think just for a second, they could have this stuff figured out. Really, it's really easy, isn't it? Just show it. You know, the law shows you how crooked you are.
Sheds a lot of light.
Yeah.
It's good to turn the light on when you
walk into the room. You know, the good part about that little quote there is the law shows you how crooked you are. Grace comes along and straightens you out. I like that.
Brings answers, right?
Yes. Jeremiah, great prophet of God as well. By the way, in the New Testament, Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Peter said back to him, some say Elijah. Wow. Really? Some say Jeremiah or one of the old prophets.
Those are in the Old Testament, though.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus was New Testament.
Some said it was John the Baptist risen from the dead. Wait a second. Now I got another thing to add to that. The Bible also says that Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and not as those hirelings of the day. He spoke as if he knew what he was saying in power. That's right.
He wouldn't be moved?
No. No way.
No.
It's a far cry from what we see today in the professed church, isn't it, friends? Jeremiah. What did the people say of him? They said, go prophesy somewhere else, Jeremiah. Well, let me ask you the question. What was Jeremiah doing? Well, let's go to Jeremiah 18:18 and find out. Then said they, come, let us devise devices against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give to he. Listen, here's what it comes down to. Outside of King James, in essence, exactly, verbatim, word for word. Don't listen to Jeremiah, because he's telling you the truth. And that truth offends us. It's a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense to our sin before God. We don't want to hear about that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Was Jeremiah a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a hater.
Yeah?
The bigot.
Yeah. Remember when Jeremiah was refused by his own people? Jeremiah bummed out, right?
Yeah.
And God said to him, don't worry about it, Jeremiah. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. That should put a shiver up everybody's spine when they reject the truth and shoot the messenger. Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, what about Paul? Paul, who was called by the people of the day a mover of sedition.
Seditious.
A seditious brother indeed. Acts 24, 5 through 6, for we have found this man a pestilent fellow. Pestilent fellow and a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world and a ringleader of the sect. Oh, ouch. They were calling him a cult leader back in the day. You mean that was bringing the gospel, the good news to mankind? Yeah. A ringleader of the sect of the Nazarenes who also has gone about to profane the temple. What about those disciples? We had touched on this just a little bit yesterday. But what about those disciples? It was said in Acts 17, 5 through 7, that the disciples turned the world upside down. As I shared with you yesterday, friends, they didn't turn it upside down. They turned it right side up.
They deemed it.
They did.
Yep.
Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. Today, folks, when the press is capping on somebody, rest assured, they're looking at that individual saying, who is this that turns the world upside down? Who is this that turns the flashlight in our eyes and exposes us for who we really are? Isn't it a scary day, folks, when you have people agree with Scripture when Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hates because I testify against the deeds of it, that they're evil? I mean, the Spirit of Christ today, because we see in America, They're putting on the robe of Antichrist at every turn. It's not put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Now it's put on the spirit of Antichrist and do whatever you want to do. That's exactly what we're seeing. But what happens when you stand in Christ? God, you troublemaker, they hate you. King David, as I said yesterday, said in Psalm 109, they hated me for my love, because the truth is an exemplification and a flow, an outflow of that love in truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And what do? They sit there and they rack on that light, the light of men. Isn't that interesting? And Jesus said, I came unto my own, but my own received me. They rejected him. His own received him not. We got to be careful, friends, when people are being attacked today as to believe what the media is saying about them. And I speak about that in generalities. Whenever the media embraces somebody, you know it's not good. Mitt Romney. You know that ain't good. Tea Partier? Everybody knew the Tea Partiers, the movement was righteous, constitutional. But what did the media do? They began to call them racist.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing new under the sun, right? But who was wrong? Those that were corrupt in the government that the Tea Party was working to establish to reinstitute lawfully? Or the ones that were calling them racist? When, in fact, those that were decrying racism were the ones that were promulgating and promoting and perpetuating racism. We all get this now. You know, folks, it's just absolutely amazing to me. Right before we did this college last week, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but we did a press release the Thursday before the Tuesday we did the event. The media strategically waited till that Monday to attack us. They waited till that Monday. The AP did, which really surprised me, by the way.
Yeah. Because the Star Tribune did.
What did they attack us for?
Star Tribune.
It's amazing. They keep changing their story. They just can't figure out what to say. These guys are bad. These guys are bad. These guys are bad. These guys are bad.
Believe us, they're bad.
You know what we did, folks? We took it a step further yesterday. And we started calling some of these reporters. Because it's time to confront the reporters. Folks, listen, me and the other guy, we quit the elementary.
Yeah, no time for that.
Why not, Jake?
They got recess, man.
We got no time to play.
No.
Right?
Get that.
So we had the girls call some of these reporters to set up a time to go interview them because we want to ask them the questions. So where are you getting your information? You know what they said back to us? Due to the nature of my job, I can't do that.
Mm.
Really? Why not? Folks, don't you think it's time that we start to confront the reporters?
You can interview, but you can't be interviewed.
That's that right.
That sounds pretty
Is
brave.
Is that incredible?
Sounds pretty brave.
It's time to confront the liars.
Yeah.
It's time to confront the people that promulgate on a daily basis their division and their garbage. It's time to hold them accountable.
Advocates of error.
Oh, controversy is dreaded, brother, from another mother.
Don't ask me questions.
But
I'm the reporter.
That advocate error. No way.
I'm the reporter.
They got that attitude, too, dude.
Believe me, I'm the reporter.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mr. Reporter, I got a question for you.
Well,
where
maybe
exactly
I'll
are you
it.
Getting your information
That on? Doesn't matter. I'm a reporter. Well, did you hear me? I'm a reporter.
Okay, what are you going to advocate here?
So anyways, are you racist?
You're advocating. Okay, so are you a racist?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You are a bigot here.
Bigot.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747. For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the good, bad, and the
ugly.
Straight ugly. Well, we did the college last week, and on to the next. Oh, is the, oh wow. That was quick. It was just Tuesday, I'm sorry, of this week. Also, we talked about the good, bad, and the ugly. We were just talking about how the media distorts anybody that stands up for the truth.
Yo, can I make a point to that?
Please.
We got three world leaders, Nero, Ahab, and Hitler. They were crying out, for instance, Hitler. The problem is the Jews. The problem is the Jews. That's why we've lost World War I. That's why we're being oppressed right now. The Jews, the Jews, the Jews. Were the Jews the problem? Of course not. Ahab, Elijah was the troubler of Israel. Why? Because there was a famine in the land, because Elijah came and prophesied. If you don't turn to God, there's going to be a famine. Tells Ahab that. Ahab does not turn to God. There's a famine. His whole entire country economically starts to crumble. So he goes to Elijah, calls him the troubler. Obviously, it was him. Now you go to Nero. What was the problem with his rule? Besides the fact that the man was a psychopath, he found a convenient scapegoat, and he called it the Christians, and that's where all the persecutions of the Christians go.
Sure.
So historically speaking, you see present day what's happening right now. They point the finger at preachers. They point the finger
always
at Christians.
Well, the preachers that are doing their job anyways.
That's right, because actually they embrace preachers. They do love preachers.
Sure. Well, they do. You see them around abomination right now, and they're an abomination as much as he's an abomination.
That's right.
The lower sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to mention any names, but Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. And
yeah, don't say that then, because then the leftists will be calling you racist. They'll just ignore your black guitar player.
Rick Warren, he's kind of a heavy-set white
man. He's a confused guy. Yeah. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
He prayed in.
Friends, those that think
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren is a good guy. Yeah, you might want to check again. Is his famous book.
Yeah, what? Gosh, you know, I don't even know it, though. title of it is.
Well, you,
but I know it was very famous, but I never read it.
Well, that's how famous it was here, is what you're saying.
A purpose-driven life.
That's exactly it.
Isn't it interesting,
the humanistic quotes that he used in there?
Of course.
These professed Christians, they're just, because they don't know the scripture, they read his book, they get confused, and then they get mad at God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they found purpose, right? And now they're driven.
Let's, you know what I want to do? What were some of the referrals that we got from those that actually were partakers of the program that we had at the college?
Yeah.
I think it's important for everybody to hear.
Here was a student who attended. Students, and she spoke about all the students. Students who attended our You Can Run But You Cannot Hide event admitted that they had never before heard a message like Mr. Dean's in an academic setting.
Hmm.
This is a distressing realization that I am positive extends to the majority of college campuses across America. I encourage fellow students across the nation to invite You Can Run But You Cannot Hide to present on their campus, as Mr. Dean has a message of truth that is vital to the future and youth of this nation. Their presentation was truly exceptional. Their staff, supportive, and band rocking.
Oh, yeah.
I am so pleased and thankful that You Can Run But You Cannot Hide came to our campus and would have them back in a heartbeat.
Okay, now, here's what I think everybody needs to hear. Oh, you're just going to give us the one side of this, just the good stuff? Well, to be quite honest with you, friends, there wasn't any bad stuff to talk about.
There was some...
That only happens once in a while, and when it does happen, the media's right there to capitalize on it, aren't they?
You know what I loved? The media that was present there, that came out, and they were outside, you know, photographing the protesters that were out there that we talked about yesterday. And they came inside the building, and I saw this guy working in a little workstation, not in the auditorium itself, but out in the lobby.
I already know where you're going. You're talking about the reporter that put us on the front page of the St. Cloud Times.
And he never came in to
he
watch.
He wasn't even in the assembly.
What? Never came in to watch. I never saw him enter that building.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that was selling pictures of me online? I did see him inside. He was taking pictures, but when it's time to give the message,
was he really?
He left.
Yeah. That was when I saw him, right when you were talking.
Hmm. I wonder if I'm going to get any royalty off that, do you think?
That's a good point. We need to bring that up.
I think we do, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did see that. They're selling the pictures. You can buy
the way the leftists and whacks are on my case.
Yeah.
Probably make $1 million tomorrow.
Good.
Because, you know, we're after all, we're in it for the money.
It's about the money. We do this in order for the whacks to print the bad things about us so that we can go get royalties from them.
Totally.
I mean, come on. That's the way you make a career.
Well, listen, folks. If you can't afford a marketing campaign, just listen. The left will do it for you.
That's true.
Just tell the truth.
That's right.
They'll do it for free.
It's as easy as that. It really is. It's easy as that. Yeah.
Did you get that other one? What about the one from yesterday?
Yeah, let me see here. I've got a...
I mean, we just got tons of bad emails from the college students. I think it was important for... Here, in the meantime, let's take this call really quick. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, will you pull that up, please?
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting that those who don't want to hear the truth, especially when it's being spoken to them, they have their ears, you know, their hands in their ears, shouting at the top of their lungs. It's so ignorant.
Yeah, it's interesting that God gave us two ears and one mouth, and they use their one hole more than they use the other two. And God gave us, and God gave us those two ears to tell us to listen twice as much as we talk, right?
That's right.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's something. If you plug your mouth, you'll actually die because you'll starve. But if you plug your ears, nothing really happens. That's why they're still breathing.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say if I was to plug my ears when you talk... it's just sometimes it's just better if I don't have anything nice to say.
Do you want me to read this referral?
I don't
want to
say anything. No.
I'm going to read this referral.
It's true, isn't it? Well, I just said it the other day. Listen, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all.
Don't say it.
All right.
We held an event with Bradley Dean of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide on the campus of St. Cloud State University on Tuesday, April 24, 2012. Said event was sponsored by the College Republicans of SCSU because Mr. Dean's values align closely with the alleged values of the Republican Party. He said alleged. About 6 days before the event, and despite approving,
I wonder who that alleged is. Whose left does that sit on, mine or theirs, though?
It sits on theirs because they allegedly have values that line up with the values that you present.
Oh, say on.
So maybe,
say on.
Okay, specifically, so he's talking about Ben Zierke. Despite approving it earlier in the year, the Minnesota GOP, specifically Ben Zierke,
That was the guy at the GOP in the state of Minnesota that was threatening the students at the college.
Executive director. And Pat Shortridge, the state chair, began harassing and intimidating St. Cloud State University Republicans.
Do we know Pat?
Pat.
Wait, is Pat a guy or girl?
Pat. You got me.
I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't say Patricia, but I suppose it could be Pat. You got me.
Pat. Well, there's Patricia, and then there's Patrick.
And then Patty. And there's Patty, too, right?
Well, that would be the girl.
Yeah.
I think.
Patty.
I wonder, do you think Pat knows?
I don't know. Because
I know he doesn't know me.
He or she has never called us.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's talking about us like we know him, doesn't he?
Yeah. The vice chair, they began harassing and intimidating SCS students, SCSU, college Republicans, and urging them to cancel the event.
For why?
Oh, they said you'll never get a job with the state GOP.
Well, I think they're on their way out. They're not going to have a job pretty soon. So why are they threatening their jobs when everybody inside of the GOP and around them are saying, you know what, see you guys, you're done.
Well, they said we're going to take away your chapter charter after.
What are you
going to
do with it?
And disassociate.
What are you going to give it to someone that doesn't know the difference, or how does that work?
I don't know. Maybe it's really because they're out of money and they can't afford chapter charters anymore, and this is just a threat.
Well, maybe what they can do is start playing the victim like the left does, and maybe they can raise some money. And if not, maybe, I don't know. I mean, it seems like they're on Obama's side anyway,
right.
They may as well just go to Obama and get a check.
Yeah, because maybe Obama will pay their rent, the $120,000 they're behind on their rent.
Totally.
And maybe Obama will take care of that eviction notice that's on their building.
Wow.
He might.
Wow. It seems as many people show up to help them out as there was at the college.
Yeah.
According to the left.
Sure.
And they were saying, you know, they were mocking.
Uh-huh.
Like I had anything to do with setting up the event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the end of it. He said now nearly 48.
Well, what say you, Jake? What say you?
What say you? Now nearly 48 hours after the event, none of these threats have been followed through on, proving once again how cowardly, convictionless, and principle-lacking the Minnesota GOP leaders really are.
Maybe they were the cowardly lion in Wizard of Oz or something.
You know that tail that they would chase them and they'd like run away from it?
That's what I'm thinking. Or the little Toto.
What is this?
I wasn't going to hurt him. Yes.
Not, okay.
Jake, wait. You would be more like the straw man than you would the cowardly lion. Just let me do the cowardly lion. You know what I often think about, too, is this little insignificant ministry in Annandale, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It sure has made a lot of waves across this country, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing how that works.
Lots of waves. Lots of surfboards. You need to get on top of those
We're
waves
losers. And
dominate.
I mean, anything and everything you can possibly think of, we are. Folks, if you haven't gone to our website, why don't you tell us what you think?
Yeah.
Go to youcanruninternational.com. It's youcanruninternational.com and invite us into your college, and we'll be there. I don't care if you're smack dab in the middle of San Francisco, or you're smack dab in the center of New York City, or you're smack dab.
New Orleans?
Dude, I don't care where you're at.
Let's go to French Quarter.
Hey, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Okay. Opposition is a bad. I got no time to say that one, folks. Be right back tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Tomorrow's Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Tomorrow, I'm going to peel my eyes out because all this grass cutting I've been doing. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, we love you by what we do. We will talk at you tomorrow. See ya.